Welcome to the Faithful Chicks podcast for young women 16 years and older. I'm your host, Kelly Kirstein. We will talk about topics like friendship, relationships, sexuality, beauty, and more, all grounded in a Christian perspective. I've ministered to young women for over 14 years, which means I can offer a fresh alternative to everyday topics to help you make decisions that will level up your life. Want to know more about Chicks? Visit chicksministry.org or download the Chicks Ministry app. You can also find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Pinterest, and YouTube. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Today we're talking about, is flirting with other guys cheating when you have a boyfriend? Picture this. You're in a relationship with a guy you really care about. In one of your classes, this really cute guy asks you to be a partner for a project. He's throwing off signals that he's interested. Without even hesitating, you say yes. Getting attention from other guys can feel so good. But is it really okay? Are you cheating if you flirt with this other guy? The answer is complicated. The thing I recommend is to start with some reflection and connection with God. I have a worship song that I want to recommend that you could use to help you get your heart and mind set in the right place. It's called Monday Morning Faith by Chelsea Plank. In this song, she's talking about that Monday morning faith that goes beyond just sitting in church on Sunday, but it's actually living out the faith and the things that you believe, making decisions from a place that lines up with who God calls you to be. Here are some questions that I'm going to pose to you that you can think through if you would be in this situation. First of all, when it comes to other guys and whether it's working on a group project or maybe spending time together, the first thing you need to ask yourself, how would you feel if roles were reversed and your boyfriend put himself in the same situation with another girl? This can help you connect with empathy and the feelings that you would have to then understand how your boyfriend might feel in this case. Think about, what are the worst case scenarios that could come out of spending time with this other guy? A lot of times when we spend time with the opposite sex, especially someone who is interested in you, what happens is it can draw your attention to this other guy. It can make you feel conflicted. You can start to develop feelings for the other guy, which then is going to cause relationship issues with your boyfriend. But frankly, is just not a healthy pattern to begin in relationships. The other thing is how could this affect your relationship with your boyfriend? Are you going to damage trust? Are you going to cause problems and conflict in your current relationship? Is there anyone else that could be affected? This guy that you're going to partner with, does he have a girlfriend? Are there other people that are going to be involved that you could hurt? Taking that time to talk to God, to reflect, to ask Holy Spirit to really put on your heart, is this the right thing to do? What do you do if you've already said yes and you feel like, oh, you took a misstep, or this could cause a problem? I think honest conversation with the guy that you've already agreed to partner with, talking to the teacher. Now, if you've already committed and the teacher says that you can't get out of it, I guess this is going to have to be a learning situation where you have really good boundaries. You're careful to protect your heart and mind to keep from flirting and reciprocating feelings or sending signals to this guy that you're interested. But however you go about this, if nothing else, it's connection with God, learning to ask him how he feels about decisions that you're making, and then coming through the situation on the other side, learning from it. Signs that you're flirting. Sometimes I feel like young women don't even realize that they're flirting. They've just gotten into the habit of trying to seek attention from guys. We're going to lay this out. Flirting is speaking or behaving in a way that suggests interest, or you're trying to draw attention to yourself. You usually flirt for a variety of reasons, from trying to see if you could draw someone's interest or sending off sexual signals. According to Oxford English Dictionary, flirting is the action or practice of behavior as though you're attracted to or trying to attract someone in a playful way, rather than with serious romantic or sexual intentions, if you really want to get down to it, what the definition is in the dictionary. I tend to watch a lot of shows based on high school and teenagers because my daughter Jacqueline and I spend time in the evening together watching TV series. Right now, we're currently watching One Tree Hill. And in that TV series, it reveals classic examples of how high schoolers are constantly crossing the line by flirting with someone's significant other or flirting with other guys when they're in a relationship. If you're into the show, you know that Peyton and Brooke basically ruin their friendship because of crossing the line with each other's boyfriends. It begins with flirting, but then for them, it goes way beyond that and way beyond the boundaries of what should happen in relationship. If you're not into the show, no problem. I'm not recommending that you watch it. But let's just say that the girls hurt each other repeatedly to the point that they explode verbally and physically. Two people who had been best friends handle themselves in a way that they ruin their friendship over young men. It's just kind of a sad situation. Flirting with other guys while you're in a relationship, it doesn't show respect or honor to your boyfriend in the relationship that you're in. Highly likely, there are bigger issues going on that need to be uncovered. There's more time for reflection and talking to God about what's going on. Ask yourself, why are you seeking attention from other guys when you already have a boyfriend? What lies underneath or what false beliefs are fueling that need for validation and attention from guys? Do you need to end your current relationship you're in? Maybe your boyfriend isn't the guy for you. And if he is the guy for you, then you need to reflect and work with Holy Spirit on setting up good boundaries and stopping this pattern of behavior of playing the field while you're in a relationship. Now, when does flirting cross the line into cheating? According to WebMD, cheating, also known as infidelity, is when a person in a monogamous relationship has an emotional or sexual relationship with someone else without their partner's consent. When you spend time with the opposite sex, it's important to keep tabs on your heart and mind. You can appear like you're fine, but you know on the inside what's going on. Guys that are just friends, they don't cause your stomach to turn or give you giddy feelings. They don't consume your thoughts or cause you to keep initiating conversation with them with the likelihood that they'll pay attention to you. They definitely don't cause you to form this deep emotional connection. The emotional connection that you form with other guys, it will draw you away from your current boyfriend and interfere with the connection in that relationship. Learning to form healthy, lasting relationships comes from having good boundaries, avoiding situations that put you at risk for being disrespectful or inconsiderate to your guy. If you don't want to end up a cheater, I recommend don't put yourself in those situations. Stay among other people. Avoid spending too much time with another young man. And just figure out for yourself what causes you to stumble. Cheating on a boyfriend, even if it's just emotionally, it hurts him and it really causes you to start unhealthy behavior patterns in relationships. Allowing yourself to have flirty at interactions or testing the waters with another guy can lead to confusion and lack of commitment in your relationship. So it will keep you from getting into the deep connection that true love is created to have, and it will keep you at a more surface level, and then your relationships and your habits in those relationships kind of become surfacey, and you're constantly playing the field in your heart and mind. Again, just not a good, healthy pattern for you. You may use the excuse that, oh, I'm not married yet, or I'm young. If your guy isn't someone that you would consider staying with in the long run, it's probably not worth investing your time and your emotions into him. So I would suggest then maybe ending the relationship. Why risk heartbreak with a guy that you don't see a future with? And if you do see a future with this guy, it's important to respect him, to keep your heart and your mind in a place that honors God, that honors your relationship with him. If you start to step out of bounds with that, again, taking time to reflect and pray on those questions that I posed earlier. Maybe you need to talk to a mentor or an adult and start processing through what's happening. That's the best way to get ahead of behaviors and thought patterns that are not good for relationships. Now, the truth is that dating is the time to form those healthy mindsets and behavior patterns so that you grow and mature in preparation for healthy marriage. People have the mistaken idea that when you get married, it's like things are just going to fall into place. You're going to know how to behave and to think. The truth is that signing a marriage certificate and saying some vows are not the thing that prepares you to have that strong, healthy marriage you're desiring. Instead, it is through your relationship with Christ, growing in your own identity, understanding what God calls you to in a marriage relationship, and beginning to form those behavior patterns before you ever get to marriage. Be careful of that mindset where you're just serial dating guy after guy, you're hooking up, and you're doing these things that the world says is perfectly fine and natural when you're young. The problem is that underneath that are the lies that it's hard to have just one person in your life. It will also cause you to have the mentality when you get married, like, oh my goodness, how am I only going to have sex with one person for the rest of my life? You were never meant to have sex with person after person. Sex is designed to be within the covenant of marriage to create a deep bond that scripture says, let no one separate, because God is part of that covenant. And that's how powerful it is. Needing validation from other guys won't stop once you get married. If you build this pattern where you only feel good if you're getting attention from other guys, what will happen once you get married is your husband will be busy working, you'll have children, and that can be a beautiful thing, but it can also be very difficult and demanding on your relationship as you go through those years in early marriage, whether it's in your 20s and 30s, and the time when you're in the grind with young children. That's often when people stray or they have affairs and seek validation outside of the marriage, because their self-worth is tied to that validation, feeling pretty and feeling good based on attention from other men. And it blows up the family that you've created during this time. It is such a sad thing that I've seen happen over and over. And then people get through that time down the road when their kids get older. They stop and take a breath and they realize, what do they have left? Or maybe they are still in that pattern, even into their older years, where this validation from other people, you know, comes into play all the time. There's a root of selfishness in that that you have to overcome. And it can only happen through your relationship with Christ, God working on your heart and helping you to build that healthy mindset to really love and honor the commitment that you're in. And someday you will have the skills and be equipped to love and honor the person that you married. The other thing that you need to know is that if you want a solid partner in life, you need to be a solid partner. If you have already started that habit of maybe you've cheated on boyfriends or you're constantly out there seeking attention from other guys, even when you're dating someone, you've gotten away with it, your guy doesn't even call you on it. Maybe today is your day to really start talking to God and asking him what's underneath this. Because in Christian lifestyle, when you try to mix worldly views and then a little bit of God in there, it can get very destructive. While you appear you're walking with Jesus, some of your behavior patterns are not lining up with who you're called to be. As you get down the road, life blows up and you can't understand what happens and you get angry with God because, you know, you've been following him. But the truth is that if you see in yourself these flirting patterns, the need for attention, the need for validation when you're out and about, ask God what's going on. He really can heal it. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just reveals that something is going on inside. You're too amazing to act this way. You want to be that solid person that in turn can find a solid husband and build an amazing, strong family. It begins in your younger years, learning when you stumble, asking God to help you, listening for that small voice that gives you those warnings to back up, to stop, you know, to pause in situations where you're going to cross over the line. Listen to other people that love you and want to bring accountability. It will be amazing for you to see how you'll develop and strengthen and become more solid in your relationships. It also will allow you to have that solid relationship that you desire, where you're well-loved and you love people well. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you check out that new song. The link is in the blog post that pairs with this podcast. You can also just look it up on YouTube or other places where you stream music, called Monday Morning Faith by Chelsea Plank. Let me know what you think of the song. What are your favorite songs? Share with me those songs that really connect you with God, they inspire you, and they help you grow in faith. Because then we can share them with others. You can share with friends and family as well. Thank you for joining us today. Are you interested in learning more about faith in Jesus? Check out our latest simple Bible study, Things Teens Should Know. We will cover topics like how to get to know Jesus, learning to love people well, and what the Bible teaches about sex and marriage. You can find your copy on Amazon by searching Kelly Kirstein, or go to the Chicks Ministry app to see a preview and what's available for free.